My name is Victor Kubik. Welcome again to Inside United. Today I'm by myself, and I want to talk to you about preparing for your best New Testament Passover yet. For all of humanity, the Passover stands alone as the singular event in history. Billions of years ago, a number incomprehensible to the human mind, God and the eternal being known then as the Word, the Logos, laid plans to create a vast physical universe packed with many marvels. This universe would be created for a purpose. This new physical universe would center on the Word and His future roles as Jesus Christ, the Savior of humanity, the Son of God, and King of Kings in the coming Kingdom of God. What would be the purpose of this massive, spectacular universe? From the very beginning, it would all be focused eventually on bringing many sons to glory, as stated in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 10. As the foundations of the world were planned, Jesus would play a pivotal role in everything, including bringing into being every physical element, from the tiniest nanoparticle to the largest stellar supercluster to life itself. John's words are simple, but astonishingly profound. And that is, God created everything through Him, and nothing was created except through Him. That's John chapter 1 and verse 3. A great timetable then came into play, and as the billions of years advanced and the universe matured into the spectacular proof of God's existence, as stated in Romans chapter 1 and verse 20, an all-important event took place just as it was planned, and that is, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, John chapter 1 and verse 14. As the Messiah, Jesus completed a 3.5-year prophetic ministry magnifying the law that He gave at Sinai, 1 Corinthians 10:4, firmly demonstrating that the two greatest commandments were deeply grounded in love, love for God and love for each other, Matthew chapter 22, 37 through 40. At the end of His ministry, at the Passover, which we will soon observe, Jesus laid His life down in a never-to-be-equaled sacrifice, dying a humiliating death typically reserved for base criminals. The very Son of God paid the ultimate price. And with His blood, He flung open the door that allows us to be reconciled to His Father and become the very children of God, heirs to life eternal. At the moment of His death, in what must have been an overwhelming sight, unseen hands tore the thick curtain hung in the front of the Jewish temple with the Holy of Holies, and it was torn from top to bottom, Matthew 27, 51, powerfully symbolizing that the way to God Himself was now open. Without this sacrifice, none of God's plan for humanity could come to pass. As Paul wrote, Christ, the Messiah, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed, 1 Corinthians 5:7. So we are commanded to observe and remember Jesus' death and sacrifice, as we will in not many more days. This year, I would like to challenge all of us to take steps for each of us to experience a truly memorable Passover. For many, if not most, this has been a trying year since we took the last bread and wine. Some of us lost family members, friends, neighbors, and coworkers to the COVID-19 pandemic. Some of us experienced it firsthand. Many endured lockdowns and economic tough times. The good news is that we have made it to this point. But even though we now see perhaps a light at the end of this COVID-19 tunnel, many of us are fatigued, even worn out. Some feel discouraged, even depressed. As I know from many phone calls, conversations, emails, and personal experience, this past year truly took a toll on all of us. But there's hope. The coming holy days give us a powerful framework for renewing our spiritual, mental, and physical lives. Now is an excellent time for a personal reset. Here are some thoughts to consider. Each year at this time, we open our Bibles and read the words of 1 Corinthians 11:27 through 31, including the warning, "Whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord." But we do have a positive process to deal with this, and that is, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. The process of examining oneself is a critical one. It is not, of course, a one-time annual event, as Paul later writes. Examine yourselves to see if your faith is genuine. Test yourselves. Surely you know that Jesus Christ is among you. And that's from 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5. While we are encouraged to honestly review our lives and take a spiritual inventory before Passover, we are to do so in a way to build us up, renewing our understanding and our relationship with Jesus Christ, who is also our elder brother. In my half century in the ministry, I have seen well-meaning brethren sometimes take this examining process to an extreme, heaping up unnecessary toxic guilt on themselves in an effort to somehow demonstrate how unworthy they are. The truth is that none of us is worthy. Without the saving grace of Jesus Christ, as the life giver, none of us stand a chance. Jesus is truly the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved, Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Despite our status, God's marvelous plan bridges the gap. What does the Passover do? When observed properly, it reminds us deeply how much God loves us, that he would give his only son to enable a direct, eternal relationship with us, John 3:16. It reminds us of the truly incredible human potential that each of us holds as a very child of God, 1 John 3:2. It reminds and energizes us to be grateful and to embrace humility as a way of life, as we appreciate what has been done for us. And it renews our commitment and dedication to be overcomers more than conquerors, Romans 8:37. So between now and when we keep the Passover, I challenge all of us to commit extra time to come before God in humble prayer, asking for the refreshing power of spiritual renewal. I challenge us to ask in faith, believing that God knows our every need, Philippians 4 and verse 19. Let us ask that we can elevate our personal relationship with Jesus, our Savior, and that we can become, as Peter wrote, quote, though you have not seen him physically as Peter had, you love him. Though you do not see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, 1 Peter 1 and verse 8. So let's start preparing now for this Passover in earnest. Each year, the holy day seasons commit us to a fresh cycle of continuous spiritual improvement. Each holy day helps our hearts to be flooded with light, Matthew 5, verse 48. The spring holy days are especially tightly knit together. They complement each other, deeply resetting our lives. Starting before Passover, we recommit to daily surrendering every corner of our lives to God the Father and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Honestly examining our heart helps us to resize ourselves spiritually. As Paul wrote, we can freshly understand and yield to the fact that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 6:23. This understanding motivates us all the more. God helps us avoid a trap of self-deception when we observe the holy days. We can be blind to personal flaws that are obvious to others, but God, who sees everything perfectly, that's Proverbs 15, verse 3, continues to direct us towards life-giving change, Romans 12, 1 and 2. As we renew our relationship to Jesus as the Passover, we reignite our commitment to overcoming sin, to being spiritually victorious, Revelation 2:7. The rewards for this commitment are many, both spiritual and physical. As the very children of God, John 3, verse 1, we desire to be like him. As we obey him in love, God rewards us even more than we would our human fathers. We exercise serious care in this examination process. We know that there exist direct personal consequences if we do not, 1 Corinthians 11:29. We humbly discern and deeply appreciate what our Savior did for us. We use the spiritual tools God gives us to measure, even judge our behavior and thoughts against his standards. What's the result? By benefiting, we build our spiritual house on a rock, Matthew 7:25. We know that if this process is somehow neglected, God loves us to the point where we will be disciplined so that we may not be condemned. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 32. What is the standard that Jesus set for us as his disciples? Answer, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. Mark 12, verse 30. Magnified by the open door for reconciliation through Christ's sacrifice, the Passover focuses on learning to love God. We in turn are to be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. Ephesians 5, verses 1 and 2. Through taking a spiritual inventory in preparation for the Passover, we set ourselves up for a great reset to last a year long. We immediately and actively put to work what we've learned from the direct engagement of our Heavenly Father and Elder Brother. We experience new value in prayer and meditation, spiritually de-leavening our lives. In this upcoming Passover season, we will be reminded that yeast, like sin, is everywhere. If one leaves out freshly made dough overnight, the unseen microscopic yeast in the air will leaven it. What's the point? Sin, like leavening, is pervasive, even inescapable. Partaking in the symbolic process of de-leavening renews an important spiritual lesson for us. As we find breadcrumbs and leavened pieces in unexpected places, we physically see that sin, like leaven, spreads in unusual ways. We are warned that if left unchecked, it can become, quote, the leaven of malice and evil, unquote, 1 Corinthians 5:8. In the days ahead, let's be openly and frequently asking God, what do I need to know about myself? What do I need to change? Directly ask God to help you become a better Christian, producing spiritual fruit as you follow Jesus the Messiah. Paul gives us a highly useful standard for this. In the book of Galatians, he lists for us both the works of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit. You can conduct a spiritual inventory here that can serve you well in the upcoming season. I want to add that a fast can really help you focus and is highly recommended. Here's the sobering thought. Do you ever wonder what can keep you out of the kingdom of God? Paul specifically warns us with the answer in Galatians. These traits are nothing short of deadly. They include sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, as found in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 21. We must honestly review these carefully and prayerfully, asking God to remove these from us and to spiritually heal us. On the other side, Paul tells of the behaviors, emotions, and state of mind that bring many blessings. We are indeed the temple of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:19, and this should and will describe the fullness of our lives. And that is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's in Galatians 5:22 and 23. Like a young tree, the fruits may be small at first, but God is patient. In the section of scriptures that we often read on the Passover evening, Jesus declared, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. John 15, 1 and 2. God pays close attention to those who love and obey him, and all that he does has a direct purpose for you and me. That is an unbreakable promise. As you prepare for the Passover this year, bind these inspiring words of our Savior to your heart. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. John 10, 14 and 15. What does Jesus have in mind for you? Answer, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. In verse 10. Each day leading up to the coming holiday season, ask God what he wants you to do today. Then ask him to help you do it. Ask him how you can better walk your daily life with his son, your elder brother. It seems simple, but it will have profound results. This season, be a believer. Believe in Jesus Christ, your Savior. Believe what he says. Believe in what he does. Believe in his role in the coming kingdom of God and everything that this means. And experience your best Passover yet. So I wanted to share these words with you before we keep the Passover. Thank you for joining us on Inside United. Please tell your friends about Inside United. Please come weekly here to hear a new podcast. You can write to us at podcast@ucg.org, podcast@ucg.org, and come back soon again for more.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.